sunshine. The Protection of Personal Information Act in South Africa, also known as the POPI Act, which aims to protect data subjects from security breaches, theft and discrimination, has taken effect and will influence the way that the data belonging to individuals is used online. In the POPI Act context, discrimination extends to a range of classifications, which include but are not limited to race, sexual orientation, physical ability and gender, the latter of which is of particular interest as South Africa celebrates Women's Month. To discuss this further, joining us on the line is Prita Bagati, Director and Sector Head of Technology at Communications Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Good morning, Prita, and thank you for joining us on Africa Rise and Shine.
Hello, Lulu, and hello to your listeners.
Now, let's start by better understanding this. What does data privacy have to do with gender or women's issues?
Okay, so Lulu, I think we have to start by looking at what the purpose of the new POPI legislation is. So, simply put, it deals with when personal information can be lawfully and responsibly used by businesses. And it's specifically designed to ensure that personal information is protected. So this includes gender, and the legislation specifically provides for more stringent rules when it comes to the use of sensitive information like health information, race, religious beliefs, children's information, and the like. And it also provides for sanctions for businesses who do not comply. So it certainly does have the building blocks required to effectively protect use of all data, and this does extend to gender-based issues. So when we look at particularly data that is shared online and used, for example, with profiling, with targeted marketing, and we look at women, they are arguably a vulnerable demographic, particularly online, and this is because they face heightened threats to identity, to safety, as well as privacy. And add to that artificial intelligence, big data analytics, and there is a recipe for potential exploitation of the data, which could result in decisions that could be detrimental for women and even result in discrimination. And I suppose the intersection then is whether legislation like POPI has tools that are effective enough to deal with protecting women's information. And arguably, they do. And in particular, there are specific rules in place to deal with direct marketing, automated profiling, so where there is, you know, algorithmic software used to create decisions or to spit out inferences, which may be based on biased data that goes into those tools. But whether it's effective enough is also a question of how well the efficacy of this legislation would be. And given that the legislation is new, this remains to be seen in its practical application.
Now, Prita, should women's data privacy be protected or used in a different way to men's data?
So, for the reasons that I've mentioned, there is definitely a case to be made for that. However, with data protection laws broadly, the discrimination cuts across women and men's issues, so to speak. But I think the important issue is particularly where data is used in situations where women are already prejudiced or discriminated, and these tools are not effective enough. So one of the things that is quite important with and a useful tool with legislation like POPI is the fact that it creates transparency, and this is both for the businesses who use the data and particularly where, to deal with with the mischief of data sharing with third parties where the individuals involved don't even realize that the information is being shared. And in that case, again, arguably the tools are fairly robust under the legislation, and they do provide for transparency. So businesses need to advise of what they're doing, but equally individuals can request access to information and stop businesses from, for example, using the information for marketing or from sharing information with third parties.
Now, talk to us about the gender data gap and what it means for South Africa.
So that is also an interesting question in terms of when it comes to big data analytics, and arguably businesses require extensive amounts of data in order to automate their decision-making processes and to learn more about their target markets, etc. And again, there is a concern that the data available in respect of women as a group is potentially not as strong as the male equivalent. And so this is more of a policy issue rather than a legal issue, but it certainly does go hand in hand with how effective the use of data protection tools is in protecting women's rights and protecting women against discrimination. The heart of the POPI legislation is obviously to balance the right to privacy. And again, because our legislation is new, we in fact also have the recently enacted Cyber Crimes Act, which is also beneficial for protecting women from things like identity theft, fraud. It also criminalizes revenge porn, deals with online stalking and the like. And so, you know, hopefully with these tools in place, the so-called gender data gap can be addressed. But it's certainly something from a South African perspective for a closer look at going forward.
Now, very quickly, just in wrapping up, are the current legal tools sufficient to addressing gender-based profiling or targeted marketing and tracking?
Yes, so again, the legislation provides for really effective tools, and in terms of profiling, where profiling results in a consequence, a legal consequence, or has an impact on the individual. So, for example, where online tools are used and automated decisions are made about someone's credit profile or in a work context, there are tools, or rather the legislation provides for rules around when that can be used and when it may not. And so, you know, in the context of that having a gender-based impact, the rules are certainly there to try and protect against unfair outcomes in that regard. Targeted marketing as well, the rules talk to the ability for individuals to and for including women to address how they deal with what marketing they receive. Of course, what information is shared with third parties and how decisions are made occur behind the scenes to most individuals, and therefore the legislation calls for this level of transparency. A key tenet of data protection laws is the transparency requirement. So businesses need to talk to this and make it very clear that they are, or what they're doing with the information, and also where invasive tracking or location data is shared, apps that, for example, use surveillance, specific consents are typically required, and at the very least, a transparency around what is being done with that data is required under the legislation.
Well, Preeta, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Africa Rise and Shine.
Thank you. All the best.
And to you too. That was Preeta Bagaji, Director and Sector Head of Technology and Communications Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. It is 7.